The first reading today, St. John begins his first letter by talking about what we have seen, what we have touched, we've heard, and then tells us what it is, the word of life. How can you touch and see a word? How can you touch and see life? And so that's what he talks about. This life was made visible. We've seen it. We testify to it. But it's not just a life, because he goes on to tell us that we proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father, was made visible to us. So St. John is trying to find a way of being able to describe who this is. He has this insight to be able to recognize that indeed Jesus is the Son of God. But how does one put that into words so that people will understand? After all, I guess we could say you and I are also sons and daughters of God, and so people might misunderstand if he simply said he's the Son of God. We could say, yeah, so am I. And so how does he describe this? And how do you describe someone who is infinite and someone who is eternal? We saw him, he's telling us, in his human form. And yet what we see isn't what the reality is, at least not the whole reality. Perhaps it was only in what we hear in the gospel. Once again, we hear about St. John, and he enters into the tomb, and he sees, and he believes. What's he believing? What he's seeing is an empty tomb with a couple of cloths in it. So again, just like Thomas, he is believing in something that he cannot see. When our Lord, remember, appeared to Thomas, and Thomas put his hands into, or his fingers into the holes in our Lord's hand and put his hand into our Lord's side, he said, "My Lord and my God." Now St. John is talking about a person that he saw, a man who he was with for 3 years. He heard his teaching, he saw what he did, but there is absolutely nothing that he could see that would prove that this is God. And in fact, there is nothing that he could hear that would prove that this is God. One could say, well, yeah, but just like some of the guards, they said, well, this man speaks differently than everybody else. He's not like everyone else. You know what? If we had the opportunity to live with a saint, we could say the same thing. Wow, this person's not like everyone else. They don't talk the same way everybody else does. They do things differently than the way everybody else does. If people saw our Blessed Lady, they would know that she was completely different from everybody else. But she wasn't God. And so the fact that Jesus was holy, the fact that he was good, the fact he spoke differently than everybody else, that doesn't prove that he's God. And so that's the part that St. John now is grappling with. It's like, okay, he's got this understanding, this is God. This is the Son of God, but he's Jewish, remember? They didn't believe in the Trinity. And so now he's trying to say, okay, how do I explain to people who don't believe in the Trinity that Jesus is the Son of God? He's the second person of the Trinity, but they don't have that concept yet. How do I explain this? How do I get the point across? So he talks about what they've heard and what they've seen, what they've touched, and then goes to what they cannot see, cannot hear, and cannot touch. The word of life, a life that was made visible, eternal life. And so again, what we're recognizing is that St. John is not only presenting to us, but already has the faith in something he cannot see. Just like it was in the tomb. All that he saw were some burial cloths and an empty tomb. And he saw, and he believed. Now he is telling us something beyond what we can see, beyond what we can hear, beyond what we can touch. He's presenting the humanity of our Lord. We've seen it, we've heard it, we've touched it, but it's pointing to something much, much deeper. That's what he's asking us to believe. Because as he tells us, he's writing this so that his joy might be complete. Later on, he extends that out so that our joy may be complete. It's the only way we're going to find that fulfillment. And it's not, again, just having the head knowledge and, okay, I believe what the church teaches about Jesus. Once again, that's up in the head. We need to have that before we can get to the heart. But we need to be able to get inside. What St. John is talking about is not something that he could grasp with his head. What he saw, what he believed, that had to be someplace deeper. And so it has to be in us. We have to know the Lord, not just know about him. We can marvel at what St. John is trying to do and how he's trying to explain these things, and they are indeed wonderful. But don't stop there. Go to the one that he's trying to point out to us. We need to go to the one that he is trying to say, look, here's where your joy is going to be found. Only in the Lord. So that's where we want to put our focus, to be able to have that same joy that he has, to know the Lord, to be able to believe, but not only believe, but to know and to love someone that is beyond what we can see, beyond what we can hear, beyond what we can touch. The word of life, the word of eternal life that was made flesh and dwelt among us.